But by taking these grievances, election fraud, high treason, crimes against humanity, child trafficking, those are some grievances, guys.
Yeah. You got to hold them accountable. But you gotta take them every day.
Yeah.
Now, let me do the Constitution real quick. And then all those grievances that you mentioned, we put them all together like months ago into an email campaign. And it's also information that people can use as their talking points, and they can do this in their own states. But again, it gives you the information, and we're asking everyone to get behind Arizona. And I'm going to tell you why in 2 seconds, because I want to mention this. I'm going to say the key to the citizen grand jury. And then I'm going to tell you the campaign that we're doing in Arizona, where I just need people to do this. Click, 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 click. That's it, right? That's it. So easy. Arizona Constitution, this is what I want you to understand. We just went through the hierarchy, right? So you see that laws, government, corporation at the bottom. Yuck, 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 right? We don't like them. So Arizona Constitution, Article 2, this is the section that you need to look up in your own. And now keep in mind, the constitutions and the laws in one state apply to all states, believe it or not, right? Like the Miranda, that was an Arizona thing, but yet everybody uses it. See how it works? You could use other people's states, other people's constitutions, because we created the Constitution. So Article 2 is the Declaration of Rights. Section 2 is political power, purpose of government. Now, the purpose of government is to destroy your life. So let's see what the actual version used to be before that's their only goal in life. All political power is inherent in the people. Okay, I'm going to say it again. All political power is inherent in the people, and the governments derive their just powers from consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. There is not one politician in office that they're supposed to do is protect and maintain your individual rights. There's not one person that has done that. So they have violated their oath from the moment before they get out of bed and put 2 feet on the floor. Now, the controversial thing on there, and this is where your government lies to you. Everyone's lied to you your whole life. Again, everything that you've heard, your real history, and all of the things that you've been told is literally opposite of what the facts are. So take what you know, do a 180 and go the other direction from anything that you've gotten in the history that you have been told and learned, and especially from who it's coming from, because I'll give you the perfect example. Now, governments derive their just powers from consent of the governed. How many times did everybody, I just heard Steve Bannon say it the other day, the consent of the governed. He goes, the consent of the governed, they're giving your consent, you are the governed. We are not the governed. What did I just put up there? God, people, we are free people. We get our rights from God. That's why we have dominion over the land. That's why then voting machines are called dominion, because it's the power over the land. There's reason for everything. Everything has reasons. None of this stuff is by chance. It is all calculated. So, and it's all planned. It's a master plan. It's a brilliant, it's nefariously brilliant, created by demons, because a human being cannot do this. There's no way. So consent of the governed, that's not us. Okay, they've told you it's us because they want you to not know your power. They want you to forget that the first sentence or the first phrase is all political power is inherent in the people. So how can we be the governed? The consent of the governed, what does that mean? When one of these turds takes their oath and raise their hand, they're giving consent to be governed by who? Us. They serve us. Okay, so now you know that. Now everything's going to switch. Now, again, Constitution. Okay, so as far as the elections, this is why, this is just four great points why they're unconstitutional. Third parties are not allowed to be involved in elections. That's the government and any entities other than we, the people who are supposed to run it, which is every single election in the whole country. So right then and there, you have an unconstitutional election. Ballots shall not be counted in secret. As soon as you put your ballot in that machine, it's counted in secret and you'll never see it again. Okay. The ballots are supposed to be counted in public. You're supposed to vote in secret. Unconstitutional every single election. Corporations interfere with chain of custody. Again, machines in the programs, you put that ballot in, you've got no chain of custody because you don't even know. And I can give you a little clue on what's coming. You have no idea what happens in that machine once that ballot goes in there. You don't know if it voted at all. You don't know if it calculated it. You don't know if it calculated it the right way. I'm giving you some hints on what's coming, okay? It's stuff that no one's ever seen before, and it's mind-blowing. Again, the information that's gonna come out destroys the machines and the entire election process in the United States, but only matters, like you just said, exposure. All the information that I'm gonna be sharing with the whole country only matters if you guys care that it matters. Okay? Because I can give you, because I have the cure for election cancer. And I'm going to show you the cure and I'm going to show you what caused the cancer. But if you guys don't care about the cure and you don't care what caused the cancer and who caused the cancer, then everything that I share with you doesn't matter. and you're going to be still stuck in this slave system, and you're going to have an election that's unconstitutional, that you cannot beat the system. It's a matter of we the people have to get what? Loud. I said volume. You have to share the information, and you have to hold these SOBs and these POSs accountable. I'm going to give you all the information and material, and it's got to be something that's done every single day. And you've got to be really forceful with it. Otherwise, none of this matters. Again, you don't need any more dead bodies, but I'm going to give you the massacre of a lifetime. But if you just go, wow, that's horrible. And then go on eating your lunch and posting on Facebook, it doesn't matter. Okay, so that's just a heads up. The other thing is elections need to be one day. So there goes your mail-in ballots. Again, when I say you've got three sets of machines in there, and it connects to the EPM, the Elections Procedures Manual, and it also connects to the county manuals, which Maricopa County doesn't even follow their own manual, and they also don't follow the EPM, and they don't follow the Arizona statutes. It's all documented, and they've even said it under oath, okay? So, and this is not just here. This is how the system is operated. Now, when I say three machines, because it always gets pushback. What about all this other stuff? Okay. If you knew, because these are coming from really smart people who've done all the work. Okay. But if you did all the work, then I wouldn't be having to do what I did. Okay. I would actually be selling widgets. I would have been able to go get my nails done, which they're not. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't be here. I would have worked the election on the 8th. I said this, my show on Friday before the election on the 8th, I said, I'm so excited. On the 9th, we're going to be able to not have to talk politics for a while. We don't have to talk about machines. We're going to be able to go back to marketing. We're going to be able to talk about business. I can go back to selling my widgets. And then November 8th happened, and I had to go work at the election, which was all like done a month before. And I only do that just because I called up after seeing Romney McDowell and Cleta Mitchell, one of the two of the biggest fraudsters, liars, and grifters on the planet. Do not give them any money. And they were saying, oh, you've got to go ahead and mail in your ballot. Whoa, okay. And you've got to go vote early, but at least do it in person. Are you, what? Right? And then Rana, she raised $300 million on election integrity, did nothing. Because again, RNC created the phrase election integrity just to launder money and to have you guys look over here. Oh, election integrity. But what did I say earlier? Fraud, okay? You're only preventing fraud. The whole system is fraud. So if you guys are all election integrity, yay! Then, boom, you're not looking at the fact that the whole thing's designed on fraud. Election fraud prevention, that's the whole thing. But if you had a real election, you wouldn't need to do that,
right?
Well,
this comes down to one of my big things that I found, and it's amazing because it's procedure. They're not following procedure. Here in Vermont State, voter ID, right? It's a big thing. All over the place. It's actually in the election law. The problem is tradition and history is they don't follow the law. If I'm going to use a college student as an example. I'm a Bennington College student. I live in Las Vegas. I land here at Bennington College. Now, I have the right to vote as a college student. I'm of legal age. I should be voting absentee in my home state of California. That's not what happens.
No.
They vote here in Vermont State, and then after school, they go back to California. The college vote is a giant way to cheat here because we're a college state, right? That makes up a huge population. Mm-hmm. But the burden of proof is on the college student. So I land at Bennington College. I get Senator Brian Campion telling me you got to go down and rock the vote. The school's all pressuring that. I go to my student activation activity camp, and everybody's telling me to vote. I go down and I ask my clerk, right, can I vote? She says absolutely, and she gives me a ballot. That's illegal, right? There's three qualifications. And your board of civil authority, your town clerk, is responsible for proving that the voter is qualified. So I go down, I'm a college student, I want to vote. My town has to prove, number one, that I'm a U.S. citizen. They blow that one out of the water. We have people, you know, never been a U.S. citizen voting. Legal voting age. They're trying to drop it to, what, 14 or something foolish now. And then you have to be a member of your community. You have to be a resident, right? Well, again, the burden of proof at this point is on me, the college student. I have to prove that I'm a resident, and that's defined in election law. I have to have the intent to stay here indefinitely. An intention change. But right now, how do you prove that as a college student? I show them a driver's license. I show them where I got a house. College dorm is not considered housing. You were talking about, you know, we have college dorms, one little house. They got 30, 40 people voting out of that same house. Again, that's not considered a resident by the state or the college. Otherwise, there'd be no out-of-state tuition. They'd all pay state tuitions if they're going to be here, right? So that burden of proof, again, your town clerk in Bennington is not doing her job. She's not verifying that these guys are qualified. Hence, we get all the extra college votes. But again, it's the procedural piece that's missing. And I know an hour goes quick with Michelle Swinney.
Let's rattle off solutions real quick.
Please.
Rattle off solutions. All right. So here in Arizona, I want to just bring to your attention last week, and we didn't even get a chance to really go down this. I think I mentioned earlier. So Daniel Woods and his team in August put together a lawsuit against, or like a court case against the Arizona, the two leaders in the legislatures, right? In the legislature, the two turds. So Ben Thoma, who is the Speaker of the House, and Warren Peterson, who is the President of the Senate. But it includes all of the turds underneath them because they make the laws, right? So that's the ones that they're holding, that they're holding accountable. And they're asking the Constitution question, are elections unconstitutional? And they've proven it, okay? So it's in the court case. Now the court case is filed in common law as opposed to administrative law, which makes all the difference in the world. Right. Because our current existing system loves everything administratively. They don't like to go with, like I wrote on there, judicial court of record, because that's common law and it's a whole different way of approach. So the fact of that their court case is still moving forward is a big deal, because if it wasn't something valid, the judge, you know, they love to reprimand, they would have thrown it out a long time ago. So the most recent information with that is, and I'm going to show this picture to you. Okay. So see this seal right here? Yep. It has Abraham Lincoln on it. That's only when you file in the court for common law. Now there's a seal underneath it, which is the regular court. See the seal around it? That's because what they did was they took the seal and put it on top of it. So there's two seals actually here. You're only supposed to have one. So this is further proof that this court case is actually being processed to two different court systems within the court. The administrative side, which is the defendant, which is the bad people, and the plaintiff side, which is the common law, the judicial court of record, which is the real law of the Constitution in the state. So last week, they actually subpoenaed for the oaths of all the legislators, plus the Secretary of State, the governor, the treasurer, the Board of Supervisors, the county recorder, the chief justice of the courts. So that includes everybody downstream from that. So every single person that was appointed or elected into office, selected, is been subpoenaed now to produce their oath, which we know that they can't because they took the wrong oath, because the oath that they're supposed to take is actually from the very first Congressional Congress when they were all in meeting in New York. And I'm going to read it real quick because this is something that matters. Now, you cannot add to or subtract. That's what the word to wit means. When it says wit, W-I-T, it means you cannot add or subtract. And this is the only thing that, now you've all heard people take oaths before. So here's the only oath that matters. And this is the only time that it applies when they wrote this. And this is the first Congress of the United States. It's 1787, I have to look it up. It says, to wit, I, A.B., which is state your name, I, Michelle Frances Winnick, do solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that I will support the Constitution of the United States. That's it. So you know that every oath you've ever heard adds to that or is not using that one. Every single thing is invalid. So the fact that these subpoenas went out to all these people, today is the deadline to send in the information. Because now you're thinking, what's the recourse? Well, they're going to give them a couple extra days because they know they can't produce them. Because the last time that they tracked back that anybody ever used anything was in the 1930s. So now they're going to go to the court, the clerk of the court, and they can order the clerk to order the sheriff to go arrest him. And if the clerk doesn't do this, they're in contempt of court. Okay, so there is recourse. But the fact that now this has become a topic of conversation is a big deal. Okay,
aren't you assuming the sheriff's going to be, again? When I first started this, we're going back 6-8 years ago, everybody said, go to your sheriff, Kevin, go to your sheriff. I arrested my sheriff. They're
and you showed the rest of your show.
The charges on the BOLO, this is a statewide issue, law enforcement, be on the lookout for my sheriff and my high bailiff, were human trafficking, drug trafficking, murder, obstruction, right? So I couldn't go to my sheriff. And this is where, I mean, the tactical civics guys are great. And if you look at their numbers, they're after 0.5% of your county. And
Let's jump into that real quick.
Look at it, that's doable. That's very doable. But you still come down to the last component, enforcement. Enforcement and then prosecution.
But it's enforcement if there's volume. Again, meaning the people. And if the people own up to their own power, and keep these people accountable. Just the pushback alone on social media forced the immediate reaction for Wendy Dodgers when we were posting on social media, asking her questions. The first thing she did was block us, okay? So that made us only want to do more and more people getting involved. So they respond because they have nothing, okay? So as far as your grand jury, I want to explain real quick the power of the grand jury, and then I'll do the campaign, so people that have that. But the power of the grand jury is this: they're above the Supreme Court. Right. I did not know that. All of this stuff that I've learned since May, so it's all new to me. But now I want it to be fast track for all of you. Okay, I need everybody to be on board and jump on board with this, because this is how you're going to take back the country. There's nothing else that you can do but these steps, which is don't give them any more money. Hold them accountable, ban the voting machines and the citizen grand juries. Now, the citizen grand juries is exactly the same grand juries that you would see them convene for Trump, okay? It's the same thing. Those people that were actually convened to indict Trump actually can tell the prosecutor, because they control the whole grand jury. The prosecutor does not. He has to ask for them and present them. They grant the indictments, and they grant the subpoenas. So if they said, hey, dude, we're not going to do it for Trump, we're going to do it for you because you suck and you're doing crimes, then they would be able to issue the subpoena. So the grand jury doesn't even understand their own power. Again, they're above the Supreme Court when it comes to the pecking order, like you see behind us. So with that, if they knew that, they could go ahead and turn it around, because that's why they say a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich, because they don't know. They just go along with what the prosecutor has told them. They're influenced by the prosecutor and they just go along with what he asks. And that's not how it works. So, because if you look in the Fifth Amendment is one of the things that we don't have time to get to today, but in the Fifth Amendment, and I pulled this up on my show that I did with Bill Ogden, which is episode 503, but I did it in our Arizona and America Exposed series. So episode 169 on our Rumble channel, episode 169. So that's the one, Bill Ogden, and I go through this, and it shows on there that there's a different word. There's a different word for the people when they do presentments. Okay, it's presentments versus indictments. So when people have a citizen grand jury, means the citizens created it, as opposed to a grand jury when the prosecutor calls for it. He still has no control over either one of them. He's basically like the little biatch, but the people don't even know that that's the power.
Including investigation. People didn't know.
Yeah, they can do the investigation. They can do everything, right? So the presentment versus indictments. The prosecutor gives an indictment. The people give a presentment. Means the same thing, except in the Constitution, on the Fifth Amendment, the presentment is first. And it matters the order, the words, and even if there's a comma or a semicolon when it comes to the Constitution, presentments is before indictments. Okay, so the people, it's telling you guys have the power. Again, you need to use it. So in Arizona, we ran some of the numbers, and as you mentioned, 0.5% is what you need to convene a citizen grand jury. So I'm here at Mayor Corruption County at 4.5 million people and change. I said, there's no way in hell we're going to be able to get 0.5%. That's like 25,000, 30,000. I said, I need another county, Cochise County. Okay, Cochise is down the border. They're ripe. They were the ones who got screwed by Mark Elias, because during the elections on November 8th, they were going to do a hand count. And Mark Elias comes in, throws around his big La Cucaracha, big slinging whatever. You know what I'm talking about. And he starts putting lawsuits to make sure that they don't do that. But it's actually, it's unconstitutional not to do a hand count, because it's unconstitutional to use the machines. Katie Hobbit, who was Secretary of State at the time, and she's saying, well, I'm going to arrest you guys if you go ahead and do a hand count. So, of course, Peggy, which we got to get Peggy on board. Peggy's got to be our friend now. Board of Supervisors said, not going to. No, I'm cool. We won't do that. But now we need everybody on board. So Cochise County, they're also down at the border, and look what's coming across the border. I mean, we've already got millions of people coming in here that are here to actually kill all of you people, right? They're gonna rape and kill you and then eat and do all kinds of even worse things, burn down your house, all that kind of stuff. It's going to happen, just not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But Cochise County, guess how many they only need? 628, okay? So 628, I can do that number. Now, what I also found out was, this is hope, because this is, you keep asking me, how are you gonna enforce this? How are you gonna enforce this? Mm-hmm. Again, you need the people, right? So 628 of us all yiping and talking about stuff's not enough. So that's why everybody, more people need to be on board. And I'm not asking you to, I'm not even asking you to leave your house. I mean, we put these things into digital campaigns so that you can actually just play on social media, right, and click and email and stuff like that. So I'm going to jump over to when you go to savemyfreedom.us, I put together all kinds of toolkits. They're different themes. And the most recent one I did put together is about Arizona and why Arizona is the coordinator of the Great Reset all across the world. It's all coming from here. So you have your bio warfare, you've got your mRNA, your AI technology, your 5G cities are brilliant legislators because they're being controlled by the president of ASU, which is Michael Crowell. He's also the chair of InQtel, which is the CIA's venture capital fund who started all the big tech, gave them all the money, comes from the CIA, right? I told you this is an operation, all an operation. That is actually coming, everything comes from Arizona. So this is literally why we're asking everybody to get behind us, because we've got to stop the evil that's coming out of here, because it's literally affecting the whole country. So what we did, you're gonna go to Save My Freedom of the US, and if you look at the tabs at the top, it says ban the voting machines, okay? So you and you click on that, it takes you to azsavesamerica.us, right? It has all the information. So it is three steps, four clicks. The first one is to ban the machines, and that goes to the first campaign goes to the board of supervisors here in Arizona. There's 61 of them all over in the 15 counties. And I want you to read the information that's in there, because it's your talking points. And it also is happening in your state. But if we could take down Mayor Corruption County, and again, remember what I tell you in the beginning, I did the investigation. I have all the shit on them. Okay. Yeah, so if we can get more people in Arizona pushing these emails out and signing these petitions, the one click email campaigns, you don't even have to pick up your finger. And again, if I have 500 a day, it's not going to be buff. If it's 1,000 a day, if I got 10,000 people a day clicking on these damn buttons. So when I go ahead and boom, throw all this information out there and say, I got 10,000 people across the country that are saying you need to ban these machines. And by the way, if all the information that you have out there is not enough, how about all this? Okay, it's gonna be over, but I need the country to get behind us, because there's not enough people in each state that are taking action. So it needs multiple states, right? Because let's just say you've got a quarter of a percent that are here in Arizona that are active in every state. So I need 30, 40, almost 50 states of people pushing these buttons. So the first one is to demand that they ban the machines. The second one is to demand they investigate the fraud and corruption in our elections in Arizona and November 8th, which we know that they won't do, but it doesn't matter because I already did it. But you have to, I'm going to be blunt, you have to shove it up their ass and you have to call them out on it. So this is a strategy behind this too, because the fact that they're not doing it says everything, because their inactions mean more than their actions. Then the third one is the court case that I told you about with Daniel did. I'm going to upload all of these new documents, the subpoenas and everything else, because you need to read this. And it's not in legalese, it's in English. So you'll be able to read through that, and it gives you your talking points. We put a press release together. You're going to click on that, and because it goes to the 215 Arizona turds that are all the categories. Your turds, your board of supervisors, your unconstitutional sheriffs, because we don't have any constitutional sheriffs, your county recorders, your county attorneys, your election directors, and that's all, it goes to all of them, whether or not they read them or not. It's the fact that I can walk into a meeting, right? I'll walk into this presentation from that we're gonna do at the citizen grand jury, and I could bring banker's boxes and say, look, here's how many people say we are demanding this, right? And because I'm saying it has to be volume, we open it up to the whole country. So that's what we're asking everybody to do. But I want you to read the court case. It is brilliant because it expresses the grievances of the people, which you mentioned earlier. And the remonstrance is the notice that you're going to do the one click. It's a jot form. And you click on that. And what we're going to use is all of the emails that are going to go to these people. That's evidence that he's going to put into the court to show that this is the people that are demanding that to move forward to say, hey, listen, our these are our grievances, right? So your affidavits, their remonstrances, notices, affidavits, they're all kind of pretty much the same language. They're not going to be just put into the ether. They're going to be submitted as an exhibit in the court because we need to show that the people are behind this. Again, once you have the volume, and then you guys are calling them out on social media, all of that information's on the website. It says turd contact. Okay, they're just the turds. Perfect. So it says turd contact. You click on that. It has art and the actions on Twitter. So you're going to do that. You can follow me and see all the people that are posting and reposting and tagging. That's the Twitter crew that's actually pushing stuff out. And then I have most of them. I don't have all of them yet because it takes time and I'm flying solo, of the emails of the turds. And I'm going to add more this weekend. So you have everything. So you can do this in your own state, or since we've done all the heavy lifting, it's like we're the snowplow. So do you want to go ahead and plow the snow on your own? Or do you want to go ahead and just walk right behind us because it's a path already done and jump on these son of a bitches with us? Because it only takes one county. It takes one county to do a citizen grand jury for it to become reality, where now people are going to really pay attention. And then you watch how fast this gets across the whole country that everybody wants to do one. And it's only going to take one county of a certain size. And again, I love all the other states and all the other counties, but in this election, there's only three that matter, and Merrick Corruption County's number one, okay? But we also have, again, the information to take down Merrick Corruption County, but I need the people giving a shit about it, because if you guys don't give a shit about it, none of this matters. So I got the solutions. I'm bringing the receipts. I made it easy so you guys can, you don't even have to get out of bed. You can do this laying horizontally in your bed by clicking on these buttons. And if you do it once a day, every day, tell 10 of your friends, and then you get play 15 minutes a day. If you don't spend 15 minutes a day, and that includes, you know, going on social media, calling them out and putting this information out there, even the episode that we did about the ASU and the Great Reset, which is 175. If you don't put this out and you spend, I guess, for 15 minutes a day, you're going to live in a 15-minute city, because Arizona already signed it into law years ago to bring in these 5G smart city cities.
Well, okay? we can have that argument, and I do daily with, I live in the liberal capital. No, I live in the liberal. Well, we've got the
It's not liberal. This is demonic. No. This is demonic. Oh, it is beyond liberal. It's a uniparty, two wings, same bird, but you're dealing with demons, okay? Yeah, and that's why when we tell people, pray, plan, take action, You know, and they're all talking about, you know, you got to repent. We can do our part on the ground, which is what I showed you guys today. I went through a bunch of it really fast, and some of it I went through slow. But you have to get on your knees and pray, because you are battling literally demons. And the only person, or not a person, the only God is going to be able to put the final touches on this, because you mentioned child sex slave trafficking. We've been talking about it on the show pretty hardcore since March. I talk about it every single episode, because we exposed entire child sex trafficking and ring in Indiana on accident. Okay, if someone brought us information and we're like, well, we got to call this lady back, as you know, we got to help her. And then it was just insane the stuff we found. But that is when we realized this is so much bigger. A human being cannot shut this down, because it is so far in the demonic realm of the stuff that these guys do. They're not, again, they're not humans anymore. But God's gonna have to take care of it. But that doesn't mean you just sit your ass on the couch and say, God wins. Yeah, God wins. That doesn't include you. You have to earn that. You gotta show up. You gotta put in what you can here on the ground game. And then you gotta get on your knees and pray. Repent means do a 180, go the other direction. Don't listen to these false prophets, and stop doing all the strategies, especially when it comes to the election, that you've done for the past 3 years that have not worked and will not work moving forward. Nothing that you have done in your entire lifetime at this point of being a voter or being active or being a precinct committee man or being an activist or being, you know, politically inclined, none of that's going to work for 2024, because you cannot beat this behemoth of a demonic system that has been created. So the only hope that you got at this point is you work real hard at banning those machines, and you unplug the money from these elected and selected elitists and these candidates, because the good ones, if there is any, they're not getting elected, even if you give them $100 million. And the ones that are already in are there for a reason. So again, people, you guys hold all the power. All political power is inherent in the people. It says it in the Constitution. It says God, people, and then all the other crap's underneath it. But you have to take this seriously, 147 days. And you can do this if we do it together. Because again, if you're not giving them any money, you have more money. If you gave them money, you call them up and say, I want my money back, because you guys have done nothing. You violated your oath. You've done nothing to protect and maintain my individual rights. This right. country has been destroyed at every single level. So again, you get loud, and there's lots of you, volume meaning a lot, and you watch what will happen, because it's never happened before. So you're going to have a hell of a lot more free time, because you're going to stop doing all the useless shit that you've been doing for all these years, because all these false prophets and these false idols, Lamentation 2:14, have been telling you all this. They're all the experts, but guess what? They're sitting in comfy ass offices in Washington, D.C. or wherever else, and you're going ahead and volunteering and busting your ass. And who's the ass? You guys are, because they're the ones making all the money. Okay, do you see? It's not that. Don't listen to any of them unless they have thoroughly investigated how our election process works. They have no business. I don't care if they've been an election expert for years. You're doing a real shitty job of it, because look at our elections. The more money that gets put into these things, and the longer we go on and the more we talk about it, they just keep getting worse. Okay, so that means the people that are actually giving you advice suck at it. So stop listening to these people. This, and it doesn't matter. Okay. I'm telling you right now, there's two people in this whole country that literally really understand all the layers of what goes on in this election system. One of them is on the screen pointing at you right now. And the other is Leo D'Onofrio, who's the attorney that's been working with me on this for 11 months. Yeah. Everybody else who's giving you advice on what to do to win elections, they don't know anything. Now, the problem is, you have to ask, why do they not know this? Because I'm going to tell you, there's no money in solutions. No money in solutions. So they're not going to tell you. Either they don't know, which some of the stuff, if some of them don't know, then they are a fraud, because they're acting like they have the solution and they don't. So they're frauds. I always call them liars, grifters, and frauds. And they're asking for your money, okay? Yeah. And if they do know and they didn't tell you, that's even worse. Because that is beyond fraud. So every single candidate right now who's running for an office, I guarantee you, has no idea how the system works. They have no clue what I know.
Well, this one knows. And man, am I glad you're on our side.
So anyway, that's what I'm telling you guys. Go get your money back. And we can do this, but it's going to require a little sweat equity, 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes. Start with five and then work your way up to 15.
Okay? Well, you did all the work, Michelle.
Done everything. I'm literally exhausted.
This is a call to action for everybody watching the show. And
Nationwide.
You've made it really, really easy. And it's time. It's time to get off your asses, guys. It's more than a keyboard warrior type thing. We've got overwhelming evidence on a number of different fronts. Grab some of it and take it to them. Don't write me anymore. I'm a deer hunter.
No, next
year you can tell me, go take it to your authorities. Take these grievances and demand accountability. And I'm looking forward to having you on as a regular, Michelle. Like
you
said,
you got me all fired up at the end there.
I want to apologize to you publicly and everybody else too. You've been trying. And you got your stuff together, and it's been all me. I've been a busy guy. And
hey, it's okay, dude. I said the only time he needs to apologize to me if I was an a-hole and I deserved it. Right. And I didn't deserve it. Other than that, no apologies needed. There's a lot going on. Everybody's busy. But I get that, okay? But this focus, the stuff that we're talking about here, is real solutions, minimal effort from the people. But you got to stop doing all the other stuff, because you're like, oh, I don't have time. Then what are you doing? Okay. They're like, oh, I'm doing this, this, and this. None of that shit matters. Okay. I'm being totally honest with you right now. I'm a precinct committee man, and they're telling us we got to recruit more PCs. I said, that doesn't matter at this point, because you don't have the time. That's a great long-term strategy, but we are in a complete destruction, and we are in triage right now. We are an emergency situation. Yes. In Arizona, And you, when you go to that website, the, after you go to the savemyfreedom.us, you click over on the tab, it says ban the machines. The press release that we did was, we're calling this a constitutional emergency in the state of Arizona, because you don't have a, no one's following the Constitution, because we're not forcing them to do it. Right, we're not holding them accountable.
It's funny too, because
you don't have time, guys. You don't have time to worry about 2025. Bullshit. You don't have time for that. You said it in the beginning of the thing. 2024. I don't think there's going to be a traditional election, but you have to act as if there is. But the point is, you're not doing it the same. Meaning, oh, we're going to get the candidates in. No, you're going to take back your unconstitutional elections. This is the step we should have done years ago. So now you take back those unconstitutional elections, the whole world changes, right? The whole world changes.
Well, it's about priorities is what you're talking about. Yeah,
knocking on doors if you're going to tell them this information.
Yeah.
Don't tell them. You got to vote for this guy. There's no point.
Right. Well, my name's Kevin Hoyt. I'm running for Vermont governor, and I don't want to govern anybody. There's my pick.
Well, you don't. You don't get to govern.
I don't think we need Phil Scott or me or anybody else to tell us what to do. Vermonters are good people. You're not racist. You're not, I mean, all that, again, narrative that your government is calling you is BS. I do think this is a couple different spiritual realms, this battle. And Michelle, I think God sent
demons.
Yeah. Well,
I just realized I swore like 500 times on your show.
Wow, that's called passion.
Is that okay?
I'm
pissed, dude. I mean, look how tired I am. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Yeah. I'm almost 12 months hardcore into this. All right, and it's just starting to
imagine
into people. But it's not
David Icke's and the Dolores Cannons. Or let's think, how long did Noah build that boat? Like 200 years? Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, I don't know how he did it.
Again, you're holding your square, you're standing strong. And as far as all this evidence, it's here. We don't need any more evidence.
No, you don't need any more dead bodies in your living room. But you need to take the action.
Well, I want every American to taste that liberty. When you finally get brave enough, when you go to your podium at your local town office, it's kind of scary standing up there, right? It's nothing to click a button like Michelle's asking you to do. But when you do this, when you finally get brave enough and lock your knees, I want people to feel that liberty, because you watch them cower. You watch them run.
throw in scripture, and they're one step away from their head spinning around and vomit coming out. Because if you watch the Board of Supervisors meeting, and I'll when I have time, I'll do the clip and I'll put it on our Take Action Toolkit. Which, first you go to the Rumble. You always want to subscribe to the Rumble. And again, the shows are Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, brightzion.tv. All that's on the Rumble. You'll see that. Or not, it's all on the savemyfreedom.us, and it'll say that in your welcome email that you get. And of course, we have another show called Jesus Rocks. Now that will blow your mind. 23 evergreen episodes. And you go to jesusrockslive.com. Again, it's all on the savemyfreedom.us. You would think that we recorded those shows. We did them from July through January of last year. You would have thought that we recorded them this morning. Okay. Every single time. And when you listen to them, I listen to them multiple times a week, and I get new stuff, because Lucy DeGrazia, who is a worship leader, I call this like a spiritual guru. And she's really a scripture expert and a faith advisor. She has she's got a master's in music education. So she understands how to put things together. Like, it is awesome. Cause we've covered all the bases, but she connects current events and real history, not the stuff that you've learned, with the truth of God. And it is so brilliantly done. And it's all in an hour, right? She knocks the stuff out an hour. And then what I started doing on my show is I take an episode from Jesus Rocks, there's 23 of them. And then my show, whatever that topic is for the week, which has all pretty much been similar because of everything that's been going on. Yeah, I connect the two of them together, but it's like they're best friends right from the start. So it's amazing. I just started doing this like 2 months ago. So I take hers, then I give some scripture in the show, and then I connect the two of them together because it's the same theme. Like the one for this Friday, the one from this Friday is episode 378. War, what is it good for? Making Satanists more money. Okay, you would have thought that we recorded it this morning. No, that was from October of 2022.
Still relevant, yeah. Well, and we're going to...
It's all right here.
We've talked about getting some of that on the Grassroots Warrior Network as well, as both of it, because I think you're you're spitting truth here, girl, and I love it. And I think it's in with good intention, and it's going to help other people and the people you've got. It's amazing how we're all kind of finding each other too. So welcome to the colony, Michelle. I look forward to this, and I'm glad we finally had a chance. Everybody who's been watching, by the way, click that rumble button and get talking about this. Grab some of this. Grab some of this stuff and take it to your officials. Like
look at our high budget signs. See, these are like a foam board. Like this costs $10. So I encourage you, everybody, get your high budget sign, because you don't need your $40 million from Cleta Mitchell, right? You don't need hundreds of million dollars for the campaigns. This is how grassroots does it. You get a board, you print something.
I sent all mine back. I had
simple.
All the checks that came for campaign contributions, I actually sent back. And I'm so proud of this because, like, in 2020, I raised a grand total of $750, which I gave back.
That's awesome.
I kept $200 that were in checks. And again, I had difficulty giving them back. But my run for Vermont state governor consisted of $200. And I'm going to compare that to Governor Phil Scott's $1.6 million that he spent on the campaign. And the funny part is, all in 2018, 2020, and now 2022, with all of that money I spent, I came in third. And I'm about to put number one and number two in federal prison, right? So if it takes money to win this, we're all in trouble.
It doesn't.
We're all in trouble, Michelle.
Yeah,
it takes a little honesty.
You're spot on, and I'm glad that you have this as a testimony, an example for people. And then you got to wrap it up, but I just want to put this in as a last reminder. See, if we the people would actually come together before any of these like candidate season, right? It's like wabbit season, duck season. It's candidate season now. They're sniffing around for money, right? That's what they're doing. Right. So if we were actually together now, where we were all connected and communicating. So when somebody like him, just say in Vermont, was decided to run, then everyone would be like, all right, Kevin's in. You'd have your infrastructure already done to notify the people. And you could, with social media and the tools that are out there for free, you'd be able to win campaigns no problem, and you wouldn't need all this money. So it further proves that the money that goes into the campaigns is literally money laundering. Okay? Yeah. It's and money laundering.
I don't want your money. I want your voice. I want your help.
Right, but the people, if they were active involved, right? Mm-hmm. If they were actively involved, and I'm not saying you're all these things. You just have to know that, just be in touch. This is your civic responsibility, because you're thinking, oh, it's politics and religion. The only two things that I pretty much talk about on my show is politics and religion, because I realize if they told me not to talk about it, well, hell yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about, because politics is the business of the people. It has nothing to do with politics. And because it is so infested and incestuous now, it is all intertwined like this into every aspect of your lives. It controls it. So unless you're participating in it, you're just a little slave bitch. Okay. Right. So do you want to be a little slave bitch? I don't want to be a little slave bitch. I want to take back the powers that God has given the people, which is all political power is inherent in the people. But we only can take back our power if we decide to use it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's, but if we don't do that, we got nothing. You got nothing, nothing.
And we need you.
What you think is coming, you have no idea what they are going to do to us and what is going to happen with this country. And every single day, I'm just waiting. Are all the banks going to go bye-bye tomorrow morning? Because it could. That's how bad it is. Are they going to tell the military age men that there's probably a couple million of them here? Are they going to be in my neighborhood tomorrow? So is my neighborhood's going to get raped and burned to the ground tomorrow? Because that can happen with literally the call or the click of the button. So it's just a matter of, so do you guys want that to happen? Because it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. I'm just surprised it hasn't happened already.
Yeah.
Okay. So you could take back the country. We're telling you how to do it, making it easy. But you got to open up your mouths, okay? You got to go ahead and click some buttons, right? And you got to understand. Once you understand how all this stuff works and what your grievances are, again, it's on the website. The document, Daniel's there, grievances are there because the remonstrance, you got to read this because you're going to read that. Just read the first paragraph of that press release. You're going to get pissed off. And I need you to get pissed. I need you to get really smart, which you will when you just read a couple of these documents. When you're going to read the emails, you're going to see what you're sending out. And you're going to go, okay, this makes sense. No, I'm getting pissed. Because people that are pissed take action. Right. People that are mad, let's do something. I'll do something. No.
Fired up.
I need you to be pissed. I need you to take action. And that, and the world will change. This country will change because the people have a set of Canucks on them like no other. Okay. Right. Because we want to use the Constitution before we go to the revolution, right? We don't want to have to do the revolution part because we already know that at the end of the day, if it has to come to that, it will. But we can solve all this constitutionally because you have the power. They've created the infrastructure of the social media connections between emails and your phones and your text messages and your social media platforms to do all the heavy lifting for you for free.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's where I call it a revelation revolution. Civil War. We win that one too, but that's the last.
Yeah, we don't want to do that because it's going to get real ugly and real bad. It's going to get really, really bad. That's it's going to be a lot of bad stuff. Yeah,
it would be. And I think we're on our way is the truth, Michelle. So, you know what we'll do is we'll end with a James O'Keefe quote. Be brave.
Send me that video.
Well, be brave, do something. And, you know, James, and there's a lot of other people too, good, bad, ugly, whatever. I appreciate his role. He gave us a lot of great info, right? And again, he could have gave us more as the bitch and complaint.
He could have gave us everything that's in the Pandora's papers, but he's using that for his own money laundering and extortion and all that fun
They're
stuff.
All in it for themselves. Where I think
they
I
all
think
are
they're in it for the people. I know I am. We're all in it together.
Oh, I'm certainly not doing it to get rich.
I'm still waiting for my big bag of Nasara money to be dropped off out front too. Right? It's not here yet. I haven't found it.
Again, remember, this is low budget. Okay. So this is because everyone's donating tons of money to me, right? This is what happens. Okay. So again, do not give money to any of the candidates. I don't care who they are. Ask for your money back.
The network we're about to bring you into. And if anybody has any idea what it's like to try to coordinate and start a network, there's crazy a lot there. We did it with zero experience, zero money, zero equipment. We did it. That's the beautiful. That's the divine part too. It wasn't just me. God helped us. And I'm going to cut it. Man, I could talk to you for a long time.
Yeah, we got to go. People got to get to work.
They're going to come back and they're going to see your show, hopefully, on the Grassroots Warrior 2. And that's a welcome addition. And thank you for all you do, Michelle. Like I said, I can see your stand. I salute you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. We'll talk to you again real soon. Have a great night, everybody. And share, like we said. Do something. Thanks.